flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building. This is from Allison in Stanford. Allison writes, I took my boyfriend to meet my parents and he hung out with my two brothers. They said he acts like he's better than them. My boyfriend said my brothers aren't on his level. I had to agree with him. Is it important that your family likes your mate?
Oh, no, not really.
It
helps. It helps, but it ain't a necessity. You know, he act like he better than him, and your boyfriend say they ain't on his same level. They ain't. He know that, and they know that. He actually said he think he better than us. You know what that mean? Man, this dude better than us. He came over here, and we couldn't live up. So yeah, that happens. Skip, you're not mad. He ain't mad your brothers. He wants you. So,
okay.
Now you can mess around and let your family make you lose a good thing if you want to. Because you're going to have them same underachieving ass brothers, whether you marry him or not. It's called family. Now you done let your man go because them two right there.
What they were talking about.
Man, I'm opening up a t-shirt company.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but what's on the t-shirts, though? See, I ain't nothing wrong with the t-shirt company. What's on the t-shirt?
What they saying. Oh, all right. Moving on to Felicia.
All my t-shirts going to have hell yeah on it.
That ain't going to sell. That ain't going to sell.
Man, what?
All right, moving on to Ronell in Cincinnati. Ronell says, I'm 33 years old and I'm getting divorced, but it bothers me to see that my wife has moved on. I go by the house every day to see if anyone's there with her, and I fumble this one big time. I want her back. Will this heartache and pain ever go away?
No.
Never?
In the words of Frankie Beverly, I know I bought it on myself. I know I owe no blame to no one else. And now I realize I can't get over you. I try to lose myself in song.
Verse 2.
But the ties are just too strong. What am I gonna do? I can't get over you.
It's over, bro. Buddy.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
It's be all right. Over.
You'll be all right.
Move on.
Yeah.
Riding by the high, looking around the corner.
I tell you, and in the words of somebody's grandmama that I know, finest woman in the world is your ex on the arms of another man. Mm.
Ooh. He gonna see that?
Yeah, homie.
He gonna see
that. I ain't got nothing for you. Yeah. You could help yourself by not riding by there no more, though. You'll mess around and see a cop in that driveway with some rims on it. You know that ain't her girlfriend.
Not with those rims.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Yeah, women don't do rims.
Not like that. All right. Moving on to Felicia in Birmingham. Felicia says, my husband went to a gala and I didn't go because we didn't have a babysitter. I assumed the gala ran late because he got home after 1 a.m. I found out that he went to a club afterwards. If it's nothing, why did he tell me about it a week later?
Why? Come on now. He told you about it a week later, and I can promise you that he accidentally let that out.
Since he held on for a week.
Yeah, I can promise you this came out inadvertently. You know, something came up. Yeah, we was at the club. Wait a minute. Why? You was at the club after the gala? It ain't no gala at 1 o'clock in the morning. Galas.
Nah. Even the after galas party.
Yeah, galas is not really fun events.
No.
We went to yours. And you introduced us to Denzel. That was fun, right, Carla?
That's the one you remember.
That wasn't fun, Shirley. That was memorable.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
We had a ball.
Did you not hear me say Denzel?
Denzel.
Yeah, well.
That was fun.
Yep. Galas are not fun events for the most part unless you have two thirsty
ass. I knew he was going to say
co-workers trying to be Denzel.
Co-workers, cougars. You know.
Whatever. We ain't older than Denzel.
Cougars.
Yeah, cougars. But you old enough, though. You know, you still a cougar, though.
Well, it was fun. It was fun.
Okay, next one, Shirley.
So you ain't going to help him?
The attitude.
Help who? No, dog, bro. He accidentally told you about this here. And why didn't he tell you? Because he knew not to tell you that night. What?
Uh-huh.
He can't believe it came out a week later. If he didn't tell you that night and it came up a week later, it inadvertently came up in conversation somehow. Mm-hmm. He didn't intend to tell you, oh, by the way, you know, after the gala, you know, went to a club last night. Ain't no man did that. He accidentally did it.
You're right. He kicked it. He kicked it hard.
He kicked it hard.
He kicked it.
And this thing, and you ain't here either. Hell yeah, I got this suit on.
Yep, gala, yeah. Gala gear.
Yeah, this hell gala. Yeah. Well, you look nice tonight. Thank you. You do too. Yeah.
All right, last one, Steve. Tyra in Portland writes, my 4-year-old daughter mimics the sound that her daddy and I make in the bedroom. It's hard to keep that man quiet, and I feel like we're horrible parents. He said it's normal, but I didn't grow up hearing my parents have sex. What should we do?
Well, show and tell going to be interesting up at the school.
What?
Next PTA meeting you go to, y'all going to be like, all right, now. Hey. That's my daddy. And then here go mama. Ooh, 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 ooh. And my daddy keep asking the question, who's this? Who's this? Who's
okay, this? All
and
right.
Ain't nobody there. Ain't nobody. I be going, who else is in there? Who's this? That's my mama. That's my mama, daddy. Who's this? Who's this? My daddy, that's my mama. That's, okay. I sure wish I could hear what that little girl is saying, though, man. That she spoke to.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.